Hi everyone, and welcome back to A Plus English. I'm Erin.
And I'm Elsie.
And we have been learning about all the things you can do with old toothpaste.
没错，首先呢，就是牙膏是不能，旧牙膏是不能再拿来刷牙的。If it's really old, you shouldn't use it on your teeth.
No, that's right, but you don't need to throw it away.
But you could use it to clean some burned pots and pans.
Mm-hmm. Scrub, 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 scrub. These are hard to clean with only soap and water. Using toothpaste makes the dish look like new.
Toothpaste can also help you remove stains from cups.
Mm-hmm. Now, maybe you have white cups that you drink tea and coffee in. These drinks can make the cup brown.
And then you can clean those brown stains with toothpaste.
Mm-hmm. Nice and carefully. Mm-hmm. Now, these are some pretty cool ideas, Elsie.
And you know what? Mm-hmm. We have some more to talk about right now.
Okay, I want to hear them. Let's go.
Toothpaste. Not just for your teeth. Clean dirty sneakers. First, get your sneakers wet. Then...Use toothpaste and a toothbrush to clean them. Wrap your sneakers in paper towels and let them dry outside during the day. Clean stains on walls. Oh no! Your little brother or sister drew on the wall. Don't worry. Toothpaste can remove crayon or pencil marks on walls.Put some toothpaste on a wet cloth and wipe the wall clean. Toothpaste is for brushing your teeth, but it can do so much more. It's also great for cleaning many things. It's not expensive, and everyone has it at home.
Word power!
Dirty, dirty. Rachel put her dirty clothes in the washing machine and turned it on. Rachel put her dirty clothes in the washing machine and turned it on. Sneakers, sneakers. Cameron's mom bought him a new pair of sneakers for the basketball game. Cameron's mom bought him a new pair of sneakers for the basketball game. During, during. The weather here can get really hot during the summer. The weather here can get really hot during the summer.Draw, draw, draw, drew, drawn. The teacher was very angry when James drew all over his exercise book. The teacher was very angry when James drew all over his exercise book.
All right, let's get straight into our toothpaste tip today. We are going to start by saying...Clean dirty sneakers. Okay, some things that you might have here in Taiwan.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I'm looking at my sneakers now. They're pretty dirty.
Well, I think you can use some toothpaste to fix that. All right, so we're going to talk about the word dirty first. It's an adjective. It's spelled D-I-R-T-Y, dirty. Let's find out what it means here. Let's talk about the adjective dirty.When something is dirty, it has another thing on it, like mud or a stain, something that makes the thing not clean. Now, this happens a lot with our clothes, which is why we have to wash our clothes in the washing machine. Now, dirty dishes will have old food on them, so we have to wash them after we eat. Now, dirty shoes might have mud on them from walking on the ground, so you have to wash them too. Here's an example sentence of dirty. Rachel put her dirty clothes in the washing machine and turned it on. Rachel put her dirty clothes in the washing machine and turned it on.
Dirty 这个形容词呢，指的是肮脏的。那我们的 例句说啊 ，Rachel 把她的脏衣服放进洗衣机里面，打开电源。那 dirty 是脏的，干净的我们说 clean， 这两个字同学们要记起来哦。
So when our sneakers are dirty, we can use toothpaste to clean them, right?
That's right. Let's find out what we're cleaning, though. That's our second word power word of the day, sneaker. Now, sneaker is spelled S-N-E-A-K-E-R, sneaker, and it's a noun.Let's find out what it means.
Okay, we are talking about the word sneaker. Now, sneaker is often used as a plural noun, so we usually add an S to this word, sneakers. Now, sneakers are a type of shoe that people wear for playing sports or doing exercise. Sneakers have soft rubber bottoms and should be strong enough to protect your feet while you play or work out.Now, some famous sneaker companies are Adidas, Nike, Puma, and New Balance. Lots of those different sneaker companies out there. Don't forget, it's usually a plural noun. Here's an example. Cameron's mom bought him a new pair of sneakers for the basketball game. Cameron's mom bought him a new pair of sneakers for the basketball game.
Sneaker 就是球鞋啦，不过通常呢，这个字会以复数形出现。我们会说 sneakers， 因为一双球鞋有两只。那么例句说啊 ，Cameron 的妈妈为了他的篮球比赛，给他买了一双新的球鞋。So don't throw away your sneakers when they're dirty. 脏掉的球鞋不要丢，我们可以用牙膏来清理它们。So what should we do first?
Okay, well.Here's what you do. This is going to teach you how to clean your dirty sneakers. First, get your sneakers wet.
Oh, 首先先把球鞋沾湿 get them wet.
Mm-hmm, that makes sense. We usually wash things with water. Okay, then use toothpaste and a toothbrush to clean them.
Oh, 然后再用牙膏和牙刷来清理它们。Mm-hmm. And what do we do after brushing them with toothpaste and a toothbrush?
Good question. You're not going to put them on. It says here, wrap your sneakers in paper towels and let them dry outside during the day.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm.
Now, a few things to talk about in there. Let's start with during. Now, this is a preposition. It's spelled D-U-R-I-N-G, during. Let's find out what it means.Okay, we are talking about a preposition right now. The preposition during is used to talk about the beginning of a period of time to the end. So during the day means from the beginning of the day to the end of the day, like morning to night. Now during the week means from the beginning of the week, that's Monday, to the end of the week, Sunday. Now here's an example sentence.The weather here can get really hot during the summer. The weather here can get really hot during the summer.
During 这个介系词呢，代表的是在某个期间。那例句说啊，夏季期间呢，这里的天气会变得非常炎热。那我们在课文当中看到 during the day 代表的是白天期间。那夜晚期间怎么说呢？我们说 during the night.那文章告诉我们，我们要将刷干净的球鞋包起来，用什么包呢？用纸巾包。那我们看到包的这个动作是 wrap， 记得 W R 放在一起的时候 ，W 是不发音的哦，所以我们直接念 wrap 就可以了。那包好球鞋之后，放在阳光下曝晒 ，to let them dry， 让它们晒干就可以了。Anything else we can do with old toothpaste?
There is, of course, but I just want to check. Do our students know what we mean by paper towel?
Yes, I guess they know it because I told them, but...
Okay.
纸巾? Okay.
Okay, all right. So anything else we can do with toothpaste? Yes, there is. All right, here it says, clean stains on walls.
清除墙上的污渍。So toothpaste can do that too.
Now you might be wondering why you have stains on walls, Elsie. Well, Now, if you've ever had a little brother or a little sister, you might know what's about to happen. It says here, oh no, your little brother or sister drew on the wall. I think I've probably done that at one point.
Me too.
All right, let's talk about the word draw. Draw is a verb. It's spelled D-R-A-W, draw. Let's find out what it means.We are talking about the verb draw here. Now, when you draw, you make a picture of something using a pen, pencil, a marker, or other things like paintbrushes. Now, I can even use a whiteboard and a marker to draw a picture. Now, I can't draw very well, but I think you should be able to tell that this is an apple. All right, let's look at it in an example sentence.The teacher was very angry when James drew all over his exercise book. The teacher was very angry when James drew all over his exercise book.
Draw 这个动词呢指的是画画，那它的三态是不规则变化的，所以要特别注意，我们念作 draw, drew, drawn。 那我们说啊，例句上面的 James 他在练习簿上面画的到处都是，所以老师非常生气。那像 draw 这种不规则变化的动词，我们到底要怎么样使用呢？我们就先请教我们的 Magic Box 老师咯。
在宫中生活，人人居心叵测，要是没有灵机应变的能力，在宫中险恶的环境，我们这些正直的人该怎么活下去呢？举个例子，当年我与我的好友吉祥要进宫，在路上不小心打翻了水，弄湿了别人的鞋子，所幸我未璎珞，冰雪聪明。I drew a flower on her shoes. 我赶紧啊，在她的鞋底画了一朵花，才化险为夷。真是每分每秒都得小心翼翼啊！当我们在讲故事、描述事情的时候，除了现在时间，其实更常是在讲已经发生的事。例如，我在跟你说，我之前画了一朵花，这件事就是发生在过去。而在英文里边，动词必须要随不同时态有不同变化。例如，过去时间，我们就可以搭配过去简单式。过去简单式的变化呢，我们可以简单的在动词后面加上 ed， 例如呢走路 walk， 我们呢就变成 walked， OK， W L A L K， 后面呢就加上 ed。但是啊，天有不测风云，英文里也有不喜欢照着规矩来的不法分子。今天就要来看看这些过去简单式不规则变化的动词该怎么变。各位小主们，可千万别被本宫说的不规则给吓着了。这些不规则的朋友们变化之，其实呢都长得很像哦，只是中间的母音呢，或者是结尾的子音有小小的变化。至于这些小小的变化是怎么变化呢？别无他法，我们只能够背起来咯。有哪一些动词呢？首先看我们刚刚例句说的画图 draw， OK， D-R-A-W， 我们呢就变成 drew， D-R-E-W。 I drew a flower， OK， I drew a flower， 我画了一朵花， OK。 那另外呢，打破 break 这个动词呢，在过去简单时我们就变成 broke， OK。 比方说像是我们的宫女，哎呀，不小心打破了花瓶，差点就要被赶出宫了。 She broke the vase， She broke the vase， 打破花瓶了。说话的动词呢 say， 我们则变成 said， OK。 类似的呢，我们还有付出 pay 变成 paid， 告诉 tell 变成 told。 那另外呢，买东西 buy B-U-Y 这个单字呢，它就变得多一点点了，它呢要变成 bought B-O-U-G-H-T， OK。 类似这个变化呢，还有想事情的想 think 就变成 thought。 那另外呢，得到了什么东西，我们用动词 get， 它的过去式呢就是 got。 遇见了谁 meet， 什么时候遇见，过去遇见的话，比方说呢 I met her this morning， 今天早上呢我才遇过她， I met her this morning， 过去式呢 meet 我们就变成 met。 OK， 其他动词呢还有站起来 stand 就变成了 stood。 听见 hear，我们加上了一个 d， 但是呢念法不同哦，注意到 h-e-a-r-d， 我们呢就念 heard。 OK， 另外呢建造跟花费这两个动词，我们的结尾的 d 就改成 t 了， build 变成 built， spend 呢就变成 spent。除了上述的这些动词之外，还有一些变化是完全不同的，例如呢 do 变成 did， go 变成 went。 OK， I go to the palace every day， 我每天呢都要去宫里哦。但是呢如果变成过去简单是 I went to the palace yesterday， 我昨天有去宫殿里面，要特别记起来了。另外呢也不是所有动词都这么坏心哦，这几个动词呢 cut 切割， cost 花费，他们的过去式变化呢跟现在式呢是一模一样的。 OK， 希望呢这些善心的动词可以让诸位小主心中有点安慰，剩下有变化的就请跟本宫一起背起来吧。
OK， we did talk about drawing on walls, not a great thing to do, but here we say don't worry.
Oh, 不用担心 because we have toothpaste.
That's right. We don't need to feel bad about this. Here it says toothpaste can remove crayon or pencil marks on walls.
Wow, 牙膏竟然可以去除墙上的蜡笔或者是铅笔的痕迹。Do we also need a toothbrush?
Not this time. Now, toothbrush can be a bit hard on your walls, so you don't really want to use your toothbrush to do this. That's why here we say put some toothpaste on a wet cloth and wipe the wall clean.
Oh, wipe.所以呢我们要用到 cloth 是抹布，那挤一些牙膏在湿抹布上面 and then wipe the wall. Wipe 这个动作呢就是擦的意思。 You can wipe walls, you can wipe tables, 可以擦桌子， and you also can wipe windows, 你也可以擦窗户。
That's right. Now, the reason we use the cloth is because it's a lot softer than a toothbrush, and it won't hurt the wall when you wash it. Okay, let's continue on in the article. It says here, toothpaste is for brushing your teeth, but it can do so much more.
牙膏呢不仅可以刷牙，还能够做好多好多的事情。 So we've learned four different ways to use old toothpaste from yesterday and today's article. What are they? Do you remember?
Yeah, I do. Okay, so we're going to clean burned pots and pans. It's good for the burned food. Then we're going to clean brown stains in white cups.
Yes.
From all that coffee and tea.Then we're going to clean dirty shoes. No more mud on those shoes. And we are going to, what's the last one, Elsie?
Use a cloth to wipe the wall.
Right. Don't let your little brother or sister color on the wall. That's not paper. All right. So we learned so many more things. And here in the article, we're at our last line. It says, it's also great for cleaning many things.
It is very great. We can use old toothpaste to do so many, many things.
Right, so let's go through them one more time. Clean burned pots and pans, remove stains from cups, clean dirty sneakers, clean stains on walls. Hopefully you remember all of your word power things. We're going to go over those again soon, but we're not quite finished yet. It says, it's not expensive and...everyone has it at home.
That's right. 牙膏不贵哦，大家都有。Everyone can use it to clean stuff. And you should try cleaning stuff with old toothpaste at home too.
All right.
Now, let's go to our review time.
Great.
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
Welcome back to Review Time. We are going to play a categories game today. So what's going to happen is one of us will say some words not the word power word, okay? They will be words like the word power word, and the other person will have to guess which word we want to say, okay?
好，所以各位要记得哦，我们要猜的是 word power words, 但是我们会给你不同的字让你去分类。
Okay, now I'm going to start, and I'm going to tell Elsie some words. So are you ready?
Yes.
Clean, neat, tidy, untidy, messy,Smelly,
脏的臭的
yucky,
很恶心
muddy.
So it's very dirty.
That's right.
脏的，还记得这个字吗？ D-I-R-T-Y, dirty.
Okay, I'm ready.
Oh, okay. Sandals, 拖鞋 flip-flops, 小脚拖High heels,高跟鞋
I don't really like high heels. I know high heels are shoes.
Oh, yes?
I don't like to wear them. I like my sandals. I think you are trying to make me say sneaker.
Sneaker! You got it right.
Okay. Here's one that's a little bit harder. Are you ready?
Okay.
In, at, among, of,Over, behind.
Those words are all prepositions.
That is right.
今天的 word power 只有一个 only one preposition in our word power words. So it's during.
That's right. We use during to talk about time.
Yes.
Okay, one more.
Okay.
Can I get it?
Paint. Sketch. Doodle.
These are all things that you do when you draw.
Yes.
Did I get it?
Yes.
I did.
Yay.
All right. Well, there are more words in that article that you can play this game with, too. Pick some out. Try it with your friends or your classmates. Have a little bit of fun with your article.
Right.
Make it interesting. We have to say goodbye today. So for A Plus English, I'm Erin.
I'm Elsie. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Toothpaste.Not just for your teeth. Clean dirty sneakers. First, get your sneakers wet. Then, use toothpaste and a toothbrush to clean them. Wrap your sneakers in paper towels and let them dry outside during the day.Clean stains on walls. Oh no! Your little brother or sister drew on the wall. Don't worry. Toothpaste can remove crayon or pencil marks on walls. Put some toothpaste on a wet cloth and wipe the wall clean. Toothpaste is for brushing your teeth, but it can do so much more.It's also great for cleaning many things. It's not expensive, and everyone has it at home. Dirty, dirty. Rachel put her dirty clothes in the washing machine and turned it on.Rachel put her dirty clothes in the washing machine and turned it on. Sneakers, sneakers. Cameron's mom bought him a new pair of sneakers for the basketball game. Cameron's mom bought him a new pair of sneakers for the basketball game. During, during.The weather here can get really hot during the summer. The weather here can get really hot during the summer. Draw, 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 drew, drawn. The teacher was very angry when James drew all over his exercise book. The teacher was very angry when James drew all over his exercise book.